Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. If you're feeling stressed and looking for something to help you chill out, listening to singer-songwriter Bruno Major might just be the thing. The combo of his easy-breezy voice, gentle melodies, and smooth guitar is perfect for sitting back, closing your eyes, and not doing a darn thing. He even sings about doing nothing on his new album.
Tracksuits and red wine, movies for two. We'll take off our phones and we'll turn off our shoes. We'll play Nintendo, though I always lose. 'Cause you watch the TV while I'm watching you. There's not many people I'd honestly say I don't mind losing to. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
That track will be on Major's sophomore album, To Let a Good Thing Die. It's a follow-up to Bruno Major's first album, A Song for Every Moon, which was the product of a self-imposed year challenge to release a new song each month. Well, he did it and earned a spot touring with Sam Smith along the way. Bruno's work is due out in June. He sent us a couple of performances to play during the interview, including one of a song that has not been released yet. You'll get to hear that at the end of our conversation. Let's welcome Bruno Major. Hi, Bruno. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. There's a little bit of a delay because you're calling from across the pond, as they say. We're going to start out this with a song.
I'm all the way across the ocean.
We're going to start out with a song from the album that you recorded from home and sent to us. So first of all, thank you for that. It's called The Most Beautiful Thing. Can you set this up for us? What's the story behind this song?
The story behind this song, I always found it fascinating, the idea of a soulmate or a true love, you know, Cupid's arrow somehow tying two people together by a magical force. And I'm not sure I really believe in that. I think the beauty of real love lies in a combination of circumstance and compatibility and probably hard work as well. So it's kind of a sarcastic take on the idea of a soulmate.
All right, so before we play this, can you give us a visual? Where were you when you recorded this? What was the vibe?
Well, I wrote this in Los Angeles with a very, very talented songwriter called Phineas, who you might know as brother of Billie Eilish. We wrote it in his living room, and it was a super easy song to write. It all came together in like 2 hours. And then I recorded it over a series of rainy, cold nights in London.
The name of the song is The Most Beautiful Thing by Bruno Major.
Will it be a pavement or a sidewalk? When I finally lay my eyes on you, someone I've already loved, or will you find your way out of the blue? Will it be my flat or your apartment? When I finally realize I do, will we meet on Baker Street or find ourselves on Melrose Avenue? I don't know who you are, but I'll save you a seat. Hang my coat on a chair next to me. I try to reassure the waiter, say it down the street. He laughed at me. So here's to you, the most beautiful thing that I have never
the same. Someone on the screen asked me a question, something about what love means to me. Maybe it's just circumstance or general compatibility. But I'll save you a seat, hang my coat on a chair next to me. I try to reassure the waiter, say it down the street. He laughed at me, so here's to you, the most beautiful that I've never seen. Do 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 do.
That's the most beautiful thing from Bruno Major, who is my guest. That's from his forthcoming album, To Let a Good Thing Die. So, Bruno, you know, that's got a certain sort of vibe to it, sort of an old soul vibe. And on the record, there's names like Old Fashioned and Old Soul. Has that always been your style, or was this something that particularly that you were channeling this time around?
Well, I'm a big fan of jazz. Before I was a songwriter, I was a jazz guitar player. And I still listen to and play music that is inspired by jazz. And all of my songwriting really comes from the Great American Songbook. People like Jerome Kern and Cole Porter were the guys that wrote, in my opinion, the greatest songs that have ever been written. So I'm really coming from that kind of lineage, and then I present and produce my songs in a way that, you know, is inspired by hip-hop and electronic music and things from the now. But my whole aesthetic is really a blend of past and present.
One of the things I love on your website, you have a tab where fans can download sheet music. Why did you want to do that and make that available?
Well, I got a lot of covers and they were playing with the wrong chords. but honestly, no, it wasn't that, partly. But I wanted to, a lot of people asked me to send the music to them, and I just thought, you know, when I was learning to play my favorite songs from my favorite artists.
Oh, did we lose Bruno? You know what? While we figure out if we can get Bruno back, I'm going to play. He actually was very nice to give us a song to debut, and it's from the record. It hasn't been released yet, and it's an acoustic version he performed just for us. It is called Figment of My Mind from Bruno Major, who hopefully we'll talk to on the other side.
I traveled into deep space to see what I could find. A purple angel led me to the universe inside. Welcome to the real world, not the dream you left behind. It was all a figment of your mind. We flew amongst the patterns, impossible designs. They've been there the whole time, hidden by my eyes. If I'd had a body, it surely would have cried. The tears were a figment of my mind. Singing blue and green.
I was shown a few things I've been getting wrong. She told me I'm a good man and have been all along. By the way, I heard her say there's no such thing as time. It's all a figment of your mind.
Gorgeous. That's Figment of My Mind by Bruno Major from his forthcoming album, To Let a Good Thing Die. What's the story behind that song, Figment of My Mind?
Well, I had a formative experience one time when I was in Los Angeles. And I traveled to a different dimension, and it kind of changed my life. And I, after that experience, I was able to put my thoughts clearer, and then I came up with my idea for my first album, and it's a story about an experience, put it that way.
Can I ask what the vehicle was that you traveled in?
An interdimensional spaceship. I'm not sure I can talk about the video, what the vehicle was on the radio.
I understand. So for folks, we only have a little bit of time left, but for folks who, you know, you had a bunch of concerts planned for this year that you had to cancel or postpone, but you've been doing these virtual concerts. Do you have any more coming up?
You know what? I loved doing the virtual concerts. I actually did a world tour. We did a concert in New York, one for Sydney, and one for Paris, but I really strongly feel that there's no way of replicating this show. Intrinsically an experience shared by performer and audience in the same room breathing the same air. It's a palpable, visceral experience, and you can't replicate that on a screen. So I'm going to focus on making music that is designed to be listened to, and then as soon as it's physically possible, I'm going to be playing shows the way that they should be played.
The name of the album is To Let a Good Thing Die. It is by Bruno Major. It is coming out on June 5th, and you can enjoy it until you can see Bruno live again, which I have a feeling, if you get your way, will happen sooner rather than later. Bruno Major, thank you so much for joining us on all of it and for the music.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was a real pleasure.